Ruach Hashem Yeshua from One and Messiah Congregation. We are Jews and Gentiles, and we're here today again on Yom Rishon, better known as Sunday, and it's the first day of the week. We had a wonderful Sabbath yesterday, which is the fourth commandment of God, and I just thank God we could be here this afternoon. We are One and Messiah Congregation. We meet at the New Hope Community Church. And that's right in Brentwood, Tennessee. And if you need the address, we would love for you to meet us on the Sabbath. Praise the Lord. But anyway, we are here today. My wife is here and Sister Anne.
Shalom.
Shalom.
I just thank God we could be here. You know, it seems like the whole week went so fast. We're here again. But, you know, I just thank God for the people that did call in. We had some very nice calls last week. But we also had people that called in screaming that no one can keep the commandments. And I was thinking to myself, no one can keep the commandments. Isn't that amazing? I keep the commandments. Do you keep the commandments?
Yes, we keep the commandments, and therefore we must address this issue this week.
Of course. I mean, anyway, we are Jews, and we come from the Hebrew Jewish perspective. You know, Yeshua, Jesus, as he's called, was Jewish. The prophets were Jewish. The apostles were Jewish. Some people think Luke was a Gentile, but hey, he's a doctor. You think he might be Jewish? That was a joke. Okay, anyway, praise the Lord. But we are here. We do believe in the Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua, that you must be born again. And we are saved by grace, through faith, or faith through grace, either one. But at the same time, to show God you love him, Yeshua, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now,
his commandments are not grievous.
I didn't think they were grievous either.
They're not.
Was that grievous yesterday, keeping the fourth commandment?
Well, you know, you read David in Psalms, and he says, Lord, he delights in the commandments of the Lord. He delights in the law of the Lord. But today's churches think they're bondage.
You know, if you go to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 15, if you don't believe me, look it up. Jesus says right there, if you love me, keep my commandments. But we're going to be talking, let's talk a little bit about the disciple John. Yohanan in Hebrew, he has many things to say. I remember one of the verses he says that in 1 John chapter, well, I'm going to go chapter 3, verse 4, because there's so many verses to talk about. It says, whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the Torah, the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. There's the definition of sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. So let's start off with the Ten Commandments. If you break one, let's see, if you break the fourth commandment, is that sin?
Of course it's sin.
How about if you break the third commandment?
Absolutely, that's
sin. Oh, well, I mean, are the commandments grievous?
No, absolutely not. But let's talk about what the law is here. You know, every time it says the law in the Bible, it's a transgression of the law. That means, of course, the commandments in this respect. So the commandments are still, this verse you just said is valid. Sin is the transgression of the law.
I mean, he's a disciple of the Lord. You could trust him. He's a faithful witness.
But they'll say you're not under the law.
Well, that's another whole story, but I would like to get into this kind of topic. You know, the Bible says, John says, if you say that you know him, if you say you know the Messiah, Jesus, and you keep not his commandments, you are a liar, and the truth is not in you.
Exactly.
Now, that's a pretty powerful statement from John. I didn't say that. John said that. So what do you think of that?
Well, the confusion comes in again that people say we're not under the law, but here's the difference. When you say you're not under the law, that's talking about sacrifice. You have the blood of the Messiah. The part of the law you're still under, which John said, is that you have to keep his commandments, because if you don't, it's a sin.
You know, I really enjoy being around the brothers and sisters at our congregation, because they keep the commandments. That means it's people you can really trust, people you can really rely on. Imagine if I was like one of these guys that say you can't keep the commandments. Would you trust me?
Absolutely not.
I mean, I might. Hey, I just love the Lord, but I mean, I have to steal a little bit. Oh, I just love the Lord, but I have to covet. Don't you love the Lord so much that you want to take his name in vain? Oh, you have a relationship, don't you? You know what really makes me laugh is these guys that, I don't know where they got this from. It's from, I think, divinity school or seminaries. When they're talking, I hear them talking sometimes on the radio, and they're going, God, and I'll tell you, and you got to listen, They almost sound like they got an Italian accent, like Italians. Hey, men, what are you saying? Are they trying to be Italians? What are they trying to do?
I don't know, but the problem is that they are telling people that you can't keep the commandments or that you're not under the law and all these things, when sin is the transgression of the law.
Amen.
And continue in sin that grace may abound. God forbid.
Oh, by the way, that verse, I want to read the whole verse to you. That's, take out your Bibles. That's 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. It says, hereby we do know that we know him, talking about Jesus, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, I'm not paraphrasing, or I'm not making that up. That's verbatim right out of the Bible that you have.
Absolutely. What I was going to also mention was the fact that, you know, John, when he's saying that he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him, he's also showing the difference. You know, you're going to know if that person says, I love the Lord, if he's really truthfully loving the Lord, because you'll be able to tell, is he a liar or not? And you could be told that you're a liar if you're not keeping the commandments.
How many liars are going to heaven?
Zero.
That's right. What does it say that? Revelations. It says, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Even white lies?
Even pink lies. I mean, any lies. I mean, could you imagine being around people that say that they love the Lord and they just lie to you all day long?
You know, the difference is, too, is that people read the first chapter of John, and it says, if you say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And, of course, the first chapter of John, see, John isn't talking out of both sides of his mouth. He isn't saying that you're all sinners and you remain that way. In chapter 1, he's telling you that, yes, we all need a Savior. We all need to be washed in the blood because we're all sinners. But once you have received, you know, a repentance, once you've repented from your sins, then you don't sin. Because in chapter 3, he said, whoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. So you can see that you have to read the word, the whole word, and understand that it's all true.
That's right. You know, we come from, like I say, the Hebrew-Jewish perspective. We are Jews that believe in the Messiah. We are the Israel of God. And just for your information, today is, even though it's June 10th, 2007, God has his own calendar right in the Bible, right in your Bible. It's Sivan 24. And Sivan, you might say, what is this guy talking about? Sivan 24, where do you get that from? That's right in the book of Esther, chapter 8, verse 9. Look that up. I want you to verify everything we're saying. And we want you to get back to your Jewish roots, your Hebrew roots. I don't want you to get back to your Protestant roots. And what do you think, Anne? When God was on Mount Sinai, you know, we just finished going through that this last few weeks. This is the third month of God when God did this. What did he do? Did he give certain people certain commandments or one commandment? What do you think?
No, absolutely not. All was spoken by him to everyone.
Yes.
All 10.
Oh, you mean God, Moses, I thought maybe Moses slipped God a message and said, oh, God, they're in a different place. Maybe they can't do all 10. This one gets 7. That one gets 2. No. Keep the commandments or die. The commandments are very important. You know, in John, it says, let's see, which verse should I read to you? 2 John chapter 1, verse 6. What is love? He says, this is love, that we walk after his commandments. And this is the commandment that you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. You know, what is our righteousness?
When was the beginning?
Well, let's go back to the Torah, the 5 books of Moses. It says in the Torah, what is your righteousness? It says in Deuteronomy 6:25, and it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he had commanded us. Amen?
Amen.
That doesn't mean your self-righteousness.
Right. No.
It's your righteousness. That means that you are of God. And like I think Anne was saying, is that it shows the fruit of your works.
Yes.
You know if you're good fruit if you're doing what the Lord says. If you tell me you love the Lord and you lie to me or you steal from me or you commit adultery or anything else, that tells me you really don't love the Lord. You love this life, but you're not keeping the commandments of God, and so I won't trust you. Why would I trust you?
It's an amazing thing. I know, you know, you can call us anytime after the broadcast. I'm giving the number out again. I know you're all mad out there because we're telling you to be holy. We want you to be kadosh for a change.
Yeah.
Right? Call me, 615-591-9820. 615-591-9820. I'll be glad to talk to you. Of course, please call up and not an argumentative voice. But if you do want to know about the commandments of God and being holy, the Lord says, be holy as your Father, which is in heaven, is holy. I mean, without holiness, no man or woman shall see the Lord, it says in the Bible.
There's thousands of verses in the Bible that says, keep my commandments, keep them, keep them. There's not one that says, you can't keep them.
Yeah.
Not one.
And I was also going to mention that, I mean, it's not just John that's saying it either. You got Peter, James, everyone is, you know, admitting that what sin is, and then not to do that. And even Jesus, and sin no more. You know, it seems like we've fallen away in this world today and never talking about what sin is and never understanding what sin is.
They always say,
what are you saved from?
They always say sin is missing the mark.
Yeah, missing the mark.
That's ridiculous.
Right. There are these trade words for some reason. Everyone sticks to them and then dismisses sin and keep it in their lives.
How much sin is going to heaven?
No sin.
Oh, you mean when he says the Messiah is coming back for a congregation, ecclesia, in other words, a church without spot or blemish, no sin? Oh, well, these people are thinking you could sin and it's okay. I mean, they think you don't have to keep the commandments.
You know, now, just to make sure everybody understands, we're talking about willing sin. We're talking about when you know you're sinning, presumptuous sinning, versus ignorant sin.
That's right.
And in the Bible, in Numbers 15, we were just reading this week, that even in the old law, which was the blood of animals, the atonement was only for when you sinned ignorantly. Because what happened when you sinned on purpose once you knew the truth?
Oh, you were stoned to death.
There wasn't a second chance.
Well, it's not different in the book of Hebrews.
No, it's no different.
What happens if you sin willfully after you receive the knowledge of the truth?
There remains no more sacrifice for sins. But what? Looking forward to a judgment that will be
fiery indignation. Oh, you mean
the power of the adversary, which is you.
Really?
Sin on purpose.
Well, wait a minute. I don't like that verse.
Yeah. That's what it's always been. God doesn't change.
You know, people get shocked when we tell them we don't sin willingly. In other words, we don't premeditate sin. We don't sit here and think about how we're going to sin today. We're thinking about what we're going to do for the Lord today, or how could we achieve something for God. I actually know some people that tell us they actually think about what they're going to do today at sinning.
The churches, a lot of the churches, I shouldn't say all of them, kind of teach them that, you know, just to prove that you're not, that you're saved by grace, I'm going to be a big sinner just to prove it.
Well,
you're not even saved if you're sinning on purpose. You better repent.
The Bible says he that is sins willingly is of the devil.
What does repent mean, Angela?
In Hebrew, it's tshuva, or some people say tshuva. It's tshuva, but it means to turn totally about face, you know, away, turn from sin. That's very important. You know, people they're not a new person. How is someone a new person if they say they're a believer and all of a sudden they're doing the same sins as everyone else?
Right.
Do you know any Christians that smoke pot?
That are professing Christians? Yeah, I guess I do.
So you think they're really believers?
No, I don't.
How about people that drunkard Christians? Is there such a thing?
No.
Is there such a thing as adulterer Christians?
No.
Well, they made up this religion called once saved, always saved, so they can get a license to sin. That's not in the Hebrew Bible. That's made up in some Gentile nonsense.
Yeah, and the word for that is a hypocrite. If you say you're of God and you're not keeping his commandments, you're a liar, you're a hypocrite. That's what Jesus was calling the Pharisees. You know, they read Torah, but they don't do it. That's what Christians do. They don't have the Torah, the law of God. They've totally thrown it away. But that's how you know what sin is. Sin
Amen.
Is a transgression of the law. That part of the law that's the commandments.
You know what's really amazing?
It's really sad.
You know what I was just thinking while we're talking? You know, we are called one in Messiah congregation. Kahal Echad Be'Mashiach. We are one in Messiah. And you know what I suspect? This is such an unusual message to be on this radio station that most people, you know, they're so used to that Protestant teaching, you know, where everyone's just screaming and yelling. I don't even know where they got that from. I never seen, where's to say that in the word? It doesn't, I never heard of Moses doing that, and they just yelling at every, you know, yelling out the message. No, the Holy Spirit is here. I thank God for the Ruach HaKodesh. I thank God for the blood of the Lamb. You know, and I know this is probably maybe in your eardrums is thinking like, well, what are these guys saying? We never heard this before.
Well, I just want to give a witness real quick. You know, 5 years ago, I was deep in sin, and I was, in my mind, I was once saved, always saved, you know. It didn't matter what I did. I just can, you know, say the Lord and know that His blood covers that. But for all my future sin that I was doing and committing at the same time, you know, I knew there was something wrong with that, and which makes repentance totally understandable if you turn from sin.
Supposed to turn.
Right. Now, at that time, I thought it was impossible. I bet there's a lot of people out there that think they know their hidden thing, and it's a sin, and it seems like it's an impossibility. Same thing happened in my mind. But what ended up happening, I told the Lord, I said, you know, if I could change from the way I was, you know, from the way I am right now, I would do it. I just can't see my body doing it. I was addicted to drugs. I was, you know, addicted to many fleshly things. I just couldn't see myself doing it. Well, that's where the blood comes in. I mean, there's power in the blood. Has anybody ever heard that?
Yes.
Power in the blood?
Yes.
There really is. And what you think can't happen in your mind ends up happening. You don't have to go to rehab, by the way. You know what I mean?
That's right.
For 8 years, I was a smoker. I smoked cigarettes, everything. It's gone. And I'm sure there's many people out there that have experienced that same thing. And you could say it was the power of the blood. That really is a miracle.
Amen.
And it can happen. So if you're sitting out there thinking,
you didn't need Prozac?
Of course not.
Prozac, that's a joke.
No, of course not.
We say, come out of that body, you unclean spirit, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. You know, a lot of people don't realize, a lot of these people, they're just possessed with little devils and unclean spirits, and God can actually fill you up and cast them out.
Praise the Lord.
If you just call upon the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. There is nothing that you have done that is so bad that if you are
Amen.
Resolved to do it and you know that the Lord is there to forgive you, like John says in the first chapter, He's there to forgive you. He is your propitiation.
Amen.
And it's there. And you just got to believe that. You have to have faith that He did sacrifice Himself for you.
Praise the Lord.
And you can start over. You can actually repent and turn. But see, the problem comes in when you aren't that new man.
Right.
And you know it in your heart. You know that what you're doing is wrong. You have to know it.
One thing is real important, but you can't, I mean, it's good to repent and all that. That's very important. But you can't go back to the same church that's
right.
breaking the commandments.
Right.
I mean, most of these Protestant churches, they never heard of keeping the Sabbath, the fourth commandment.
It seems to be a problem. That does seem to be a problem.
They never heard of God's calendar. They never heard of the feast of the Lord. They never heard of clean and unclean. They never heard of holy and profane. They never
Jesus
heard of...
did.
Oh, these people around here, they actually eat swine. Can you believe that?
I have an idea. Let's go, you know, with that lady or man, whoever.
And the mouse, I bet.
Yeah, and the mouse, who said that you can't keep the commandments. Let's read just the Ten Commandments, and let's talk about, like, why you can't keep them.
Wait a minute. Do you think most Christians know where the Ten Commandments are?
It's in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5.
Now you know.
So go there and read. Okay, the first one. I will read it. It says, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And didn't he bring you out from sin?
Amen.
Out from the bondage of
Let's
sin?
Read one each. Let's read
okay,
one each.
The first one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So you can't, you have to break that
I mean,
one.
I can't have Mahali Baba or any kind of other gods?
You can't have your money be your god?
But I see people have pictures of Jesus. What's up with that?
Well, that's the next commandment.
Oh, let's read it. Go ahead, Ann.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath.
Any likeness, right?
Right, likeness. Any likeness or that is in the water under the earth.
You know, there's a lot of people like, I notice there's a lot of people like to collect angels. How do they know what they look like? They make any likeness above.
You know what? How amazing that gets dismissed.
Of course.
This commandment is so distinct.
Read that again. Any likeness?
Likeness.
Of what?
Any graven image. A graven image. It's very distinct.
Any likeness of anything above?
It's not grievous for me not to make one.
I know.
Or to like dwell on that. Or if I go on, verse 5, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
That's right, because doing those things means you really do hate God. You're doing exactly opposite of what he's telling you to do.
Wow.
You know, not to do. Okay, so let's put it this way. Okay, so...
Well, she had to finish that verse.
She did.
Yeah.
Oh, and showing mercy.
You forgot about the mercy.
Showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me.
And keep...
love me and
keep my commandments. Yes.
Praise the Lord. So are you trying to say out there that I just have to make graven images and I just got to bow down to them?
I see some people have pictures. They have like little angels and Jesus and everything. And you're not supposed to do that.
How do they know Jesus looks like that? That's just a picture.
How do you know they have angels with wings? How do you know angels have wings?
You know, I used to be a Catholic and we had all kinds of statues people pray to, like Mary. But obviously when I read this, I realized you can't do that. And I stopped. But... is there any reason now? Are you being legalistic, you know, if you say that
illegal if I'm doing it, yeah.
Okay, next commandment.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Thou shalt not take the name of thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Serious commandment, but very...
there's a lot of ramifications to that, a lot of things you could think about that. You know, some people... don't keep the commandments, don't serve the Lord, but then they use God's name, like he's on their side, he's their buddy. That's in vain.
Yeah.
He says, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. People are serving God in vain. If you're not keeping the commandments, it's in vain.
And also just in profanity also.
Right, right.
For no good reason in profanity. But again, is that a commandment that you just have to break, that you just can't keep?
How hard is that one? How hard is that?
I don't know.
I don't think that's hard at all.
No, I don't either.
So maybe you're not having trouble with that one. Next one here.
Oh, the fourth one. Uh-oh. This is right. The one everyone... uh-oh.
Remember the Sabbath day. It starts off, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
How many people you think in the Protestants remember the Sabbath day yesterday?
I don't hardly know anyone that's remembering.
By the way, Sunday is not the Sabbath. No, the seventh day is Saturday.
Right, it's the seventh day, right? Remember the Sabbath day, and remembering it from Genesis 2. It's discussed in Genesis 2.
Just think, most people that are listening to us right now, they don't even know about that commandment. Isn't that sad? Because the Catholic Church brainwashed everybody.
They changed it. Thou shalt go to church on Sunday for an hour and a half and go have breakfast or brunch.
Go to the pancake house.
It doesn't say that. It never tells you to go to church on Sunday ever in the whole Bible. But keep reading the whole thing, Anne. This is a very good commandment.
Verse 9, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God.
Uh-oh.
In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
So it's the Lord's day. It says the Sabbath of the Lord God. It's the Lord's day.
Well, wait a minute. I just love the Lord, but there's too many yard sales on Saturday.
So do you really love the Lord?
Oh, I just love the Lord, but I have to go play sports on God's holy day. No, you better not.
And it's a whole day. And when does God's day start?
Friday night at sundown. To Saturday night at sundown. That is the Sabbath of the Lord. It's a sign to God's people.
Praise the Lord, it is. It says the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. There's something special here.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, and they just changed it to Sunday. I want to ask you people out there, do you trust your church? And this was started with the Catholic Church, but you trust the church that God changed this commandment when he never really did? You can't find anywhere in the Bible where it says God changed his mind.
It only says 60 times in the Gospels and letters the word Sabbath. But let's go to the fifth commandment.
Okay.
Because, we don't want to...
It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Yeah, that doesn't mean...
you can't keep that one?
How hard is that?
I just can't keep that. I have to break it because I want to dishonor my mom and dad.
That's ridiculous.
Next.
Number 6, verse 13, thou shalt not kill.
Legalistic. I have to kill.
Would you?
I can't kill if I wanted
to. I know.
That one's not grievous.
Yeah. See, how hard are these guys?
I mean, but that's ridiculous. That actually means murder. You're not supposed to murder anybody. You know, that killing right there is murder.
But you can't keep the commandments.
Right.
Really? Which one of these do you have
in trouble? That's ridiculous. You know, it's really a shame that in America here, you know, Arzot Habrit, United States, that you get arrested for that commandment, thrown in jail, but the other ones, they let you slide.
Yeah, that is
right.
This is supposed to be a country on the Ten Commandments. Next.
Right. Next one is thou shalt not commit adultery.
Oh, that one's really hard.
Boy, everybody has to break that.
Also, besides adultery with women and men, you might be adulterous on other gods or other religions. So there's a lot more to that.
Right, Number 8, verse 15, thou shalt not steal.
Oh. Do you have to steal?
Absolutely not.
You can't keep that one.
Absolutely.
See, nowadays,
now when you think about it, isn't it ridiculous that people would say you can't keep the commandments?
I mean, nowadays you've got to be real careful with, you know, you got like tangible things to steal, you got things that are not tangible, you got this
software.
You got software and programs and MP3s and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
So you got to be real careful because Satan wants you to steal.
Right.
How many things?
You can make light of stealing and think that, oh, that's not really stealing. Everybody's doing it.
So it says, thou shalt not steal.
That's
okay.
Distinct.
What's the next commandment?
Number 9 is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Oh, false witness against your neighbor. Who is your neighbor?
That's bondage if I have to keep that one.
Oh, I want to talk about everybody.
Yeah. That's ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah,
well, no, you don't have to do that.
That was commandment nine.
Mm-hmm.
And what's
that's
the tenth hard. One?
The tenth one, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Well, you know.
You have trouble with that one?
Oh, that's really a hard one. I covet everything. I mean, come on.
See?
The Ten Commandments should be easy for you to do.
That's right. It's not hard at all. It's just that you've been taught your whole life that same saying. You can't keep the commandments.
Right.
Nobody's perfect. Well, that's something you've been told. The Bible never tells you that.
You know, in the book of Revelations, chapter 12, there's this dragon, you know, the devil. He was wroth with the woman, like Israel, the people of God, you know. And he went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which what? Which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah.
So how many people out there have that testimony, that they keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus? So you have to have both. If you accept Jesus' blood, you better not trodden all over it and call it an unholy thing by sinning on purpose, because that's what you're doing.
Amen.
It's like if I took and you, somebody's pulling your hair and keep saying they're sorry. They're not sorry. The truth is you're doing it on purpose knowingly, and that makes you a sinner.
Revelations 22:14 says, blessed are they that do his commandments. You're blessed if you do his commandments, that you may have right to the tree of life, and you may enter in through the gates into the city.
Right.
You're going to go through the gates into the city if you keep the commandments.
Because faith without works is dead.
Praise the Lord.
All that simply means is if you're not keeping the commandments, then you don't. That means that you really don't believe. Because you can't just be a doer of the word. You can't be a hearer of the word. You have to also be a doer
Amen.
Of the
Amen. Blessed are they that do his commandments.
Yep.
We are One in Messiah congregation.
What's our website?
We are oneinmessiah.net. That's oneinmessiah.net. Call us anytime after the broadcast, 615-591-9820. Come and join us any Sabbath day on Saturday at 12 o'clock at the New Hope Community Church, Brentwood, Tennessee, 605 Wilson Pike. That's 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee, New Hope Community Church. Join us on Saturday to keep the fourth commandment, the Sabbath. It's wonderful.
And all commandments are equal. One is not more important than the other. And believe it or not, you can keep them. You can change your life. It starts with a decision. See, you have to choose this day whom you will serve.
What did you choose, Ann?
I chose to serve the Lord.
What did you choose?
I chose life to serve the Lord.
Amen. And I chose the Lord, too. I thank God today for the blood of Jesus, Yeshua. I thank God for his commandments.
Amen.
And I thank God for eternal life. We give God the glory and the praise in the mighty name of the Messiah. So, any last words?
Well, I would just say give us a call at 615-591-9820, and let's talk about this if you have misgivings or if you have misunderstandings, because the Bible is true. A lot of the churches are false.
Amen. We want you to join us. Remember, Saturday, 12 o'clock, 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee. I thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Nashville, for making us your Christian home on the AM dial. You're listening to AM 1300 WNQM, Nashville Quality Ministries.